Good afternoon, I'm Julius White with your WEAA 88.9 News. Our top story, of course, is the weather. Road crews are out in force across the Baltimore metro area as a springtime snowstorm assaults the region. Flakes began flying early this morning and snow is expected to continue until sometime tonight before tapering off. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Elliott.
Yeah, we've had the snow all day and that's helped us start to pile it up. And as of 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Baltimore airport's up to 4.3 inches, and we've had widespread reports throughout the Baltimore metro of anywhere between 4 and even 10 inches. There have been a few reports of icing and glazing because we started out this morning with some freezing rain and freezing drizzle before everything turned over to snow, and that's something that's going to be important for folks to remember is as the snow melts, there's going to be that little layer of ice underneath it.
We'll have more on your weather forecast later in this report. Meantime, snow emergency plans are now in effect in just about every county from western Maryland to the eastern shore. The declaration means vehicles must be equipped with all-weather tires or chains. Also, there's no parking on snow emergency routes. Cars that are abandoned on those roads can be towed. Meantime, crews at BWI Marshall Airport are working to keep their runways clear. Officials say flights continue to take off and land, but thousands of cancellations are expected throughout the day. Travelers are being advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information before heading to the airport. Now, BWI Marshall Airport officials tweeted earlier this afternoon, Delta Airlines has paused their flights out of BWI because the airport has run out of de-icing fluid. BGE says contractor crews have been dispatched for repair work. Outages can be reported by phone, online, or by the BGE app on your mobile phone. In other news we're following, authorities are crediting a school resource officer with saving the lives of students during a shooting at a Southern Maryland high school. A 17-year-old boy with a handgun shot two students at Great Mills High School yesterday morning, but authorities say his shooting spree was quickly ended by school resource officer Blaine Gaskell. The sheriff says Gaskell responded to the scene in less than a minute and fired a round at the shooter, identified as Austin Rollins. Rollins later died. And with another look at your weather, meteorologist, National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Elliott says,
we expect the snow to end late this afternoon or early this evening, probably completely over by midnight, and then we'll be quiet tomorrow and temperatures will get above freezing, so we'll get to melt at least some of this off during the day tomorrow. Not necessarily a nor'easter, but another storm coming over this upcoming weekend. There's a small chance of rain or snow with that. Certainly nothing like this, but there could be a few more snowflakes flying over the weekend before we hopefully finally get to real spring.
I'm Julius White on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.